voice sarcasm.
Few things that he has discussed years ago.
Yeah.
And he gets into these things and he starts a new series of speeches. This is where I could have brought out all of these different things to you.
Yeah.
There's been no problem. There's been no problem. Because,
been
see,
pleasure.
I could see I let him into all these things.
Yeah.
Because I like to hear his voice and the way he expressed himself.
Yeah.
And I'd lead him into this because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'd be in kind of a bad mood and I'd sling some stuff at him. And oh, just in a petty thing like you would a kid.
Yeah.
But I get his mind off of that. Sometimes I'd be halfway sarcastic to him.
Yeah.
He'd look at me with them eyes. He didn't quite, but he'd get off in that spiel.
Yeah.
And I'd lead him right in that, and this would go on for hours.
Yeah.
Going for hours.
Yeah. Now that's something, isn't it?
I don't know if I told you the last time I was down here, I bought his last fishing license for him down in Crystal River. Paul and Morney was living down at Crystal River at that time, and they only had the one baby, and that was Mary, the one that's married to Willie Geiger. And I believe I'm correct on this. Maybe they had the twins. I don't remember this point. But anyway, I went down, and I said, well, Pop's getting kind of well up in years. And we went out to, got up real early in the morning, about 5 o'clock, go down to the fishing pier, and we got a little rowboat with two oars, and that was it. And I told Mom, I said, well, me and Pop's going fishing. I said, you know what, I'm going to buy him his last fishing license. That's when he was 65. After 65 in Florida, you don't have to buy one. So she said, all right, well, y'all hurry up and get on back. I said, okay, we will. And guy, we got out there at daylight, went to the fishing place there and got us a bait. And we got out there in the boat, and you got fresh and salt water in them, England, so you get the fresh and salt water fish. And we sat out there and fishing with a nigger line and the casting rod, and we were talking. One thing from another, right on. And so we were catching fish too, enjoying every bit of it. And Pop did like to catch fish. And time went on and on and on. We carried no lunch with us, no nothing. All we had was cigarettes, period. I said, Pop, you know it's getting dark. I said, let's see how many fish we got. We had a dish pan about this. I said, I think we got almost enough fish for supper. I said, you know what? We haven't eaten all day long. You know what? He said, the hell, we don't need food anyway. And so that's one day that our guy, if you could have had a recording of that particular day.
Yeah.
I guess we discussed everything in life, including his background, mine, and just things in general.
Yeah.
Just ordinary, just plain people, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But we pulled back in up the pier. He stretched a leg and he says, damn, you know I'm tired. I said, you're not too tired to eat fish, are you? He said, hell no, I'm never too tired to eat fish. So we go back up there, got our fish, and we dumped them into the thing there, and go around the house, and man, Mom is mad as she could be. She been just raising Cain all day long, fighting with Paul and Molly, where's Ralph and Falcon? Now, this is something she couldn't stand.
Yeah.
Fell and I, we didn't care. We didn't worry about anybody in the sun.
Yeah.
So she blew up and this and that and the other, and I told her warning. I said, just get the frying pan on. I didn't pay attention to Mom at all.
Yeah.
Let her blow a stack. Let her get good for her.
Yeah.
So he and I got out there and started cleaning fish. And we cleaned most of those fish. And we had, and Wanda, she started cooking fish and hush puppies and what else. We had a platter about this big.
Yeah.
And Juanita, well, Mom wouldn't eat fish. No, she didn't want any fish. It wasn't good or this and that. And she had to have a hamburger or something like that. Me and Pop, we eat anything. But she says, Phil, you can't eat that. It's bad for your heart. He said, Mabel, get off my damn back. He said, I've been fishing all day long, and I caught these fish. I've cleaned them, and I'm going to eat them. Whether you like it or not, just go in the other room. But
she put out with it.
Yeah, but he said it with a smile in his eyes, but he meant it very strong, and she knew that thing, too. We sat there, guy, and we ate fish, and we ate fish, and we had a stack of bones on each one of our plates about this big.
Yeah.
And he said, now see that, Mabel? Fishing won't hurt nobody's heart. It's all in your mind.
Well, where did Phil get that that iron disposition, when he said it, he smiled, but he meant it. Where did he get that? Always had it?
I believe, now, working niggers and whatnot around the sawmills. And when he told him one time, he meant that thing and he didn't raise his voice.
Yeah.
And I think, in fact, I know he just about or maybe killed a couple of them. And the word got around in a hurry.
Yeah.
And when he said something, he meant that thing. He said,
but it, his voice was soft.
Soft as could be.
But he still carried that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Quality. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, isn't it?
It's very amazing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is amazing.
He didn't raise his voice at all. Didn't scream at anybody.
Oh, he cracked me every now and then, and I could tell when he.
Sure.
I could tell when I got cracked or not.
Right, right.
Yeah, Faye.
Yeah.
And she's running errands.
Yeah, she's just been absent-minded. Let me see if I can find one.
This is one of my young friends.
We don't care about that thing.
I know it. The flashlight. You have to have more flashlights out here.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you all can hear the crickets and the frogs croaking.
Yeah.
That's good. That's real good.
Sure it is. You can hear him right now.
Mm-hmm.
He would never play this, you see, for anybody.
Yeah, it's not that great.
But I can understand, Guy, what he's trying to do on this thing. And it's just like hitting a brick wall every time you turn around. Because people do miscontrol it. Because I know...
Think you're trying to...
Yeah. Because I know Mabel made a couple of remarks, and
yeah.
And I said, well, I didn't say it because at the time it's when it fell,
sure.
So I understood on this thing. But Guy and Faye, I'm going to have to run because if I don't, I won't get out of here.
Well, we appreciate your coming. And
this has been a pleasure.
I would have come up there except you had, we've got a little bit more quiet out here, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it was just sort of for our benefit. You know, we're real fond of these two.
Mm-hmm.
And Guy, certainly, bless his heart, he was there with Mabel a great deal.
I understand he fed at the hospital and she'd eat for him when nobody else.
Yeah.
That's great.
She couldn't put up with that.
Very few days that he wasn't there.
It was
this, I think I noticed about every time he's been in the hospital. See, I've been in real close contact with him. Wanya and the kids and Mary, and also Mom when she's in the hospital, because I talked to her a couple of times. She was all doped up, and
yeah.
I could feel, because knowing her so well, and the way her mind was operating, I could tell her mind was slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was going back into time, and she'd bring out certain things, and I said, this is not like her, because her mind is too brilliant. And so what I did, just sit. See, I got a watch line up there, and I just call in where I want to, and that's cost anything at all. So one time I talked to her, I guess 45 minutes, just let her talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it's everybody just slips up, you see. One of the main industries over at Williston is that hospital. And about all they do over there is dig a grave.
Mm-hmm.
But they know the doctors over there. I don't think Mabel's ever had proper, any real medical care.
Never, not to my knowledge. Little Jimmy Daly over there, I don't know if you know him or not.
Yeah,
I've been knowing that kid since he was
yeah.
He or she has gone to him on a few minor ailments, but other than that, she's never had any problem.
Well, she's had this trouble over, you know, but I don't think he would recommend coming to him about these things, but that's what she did.
Mm-hmm.
And it just went on so long. So, I guess, you see, you got both sides of it. You got that marvelous old home remedies where people doctor themselves.
Yeah.
And it's a marvelous thing. Except, you see, it doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. And so that your virtues are your undoing.
Mm-hmm.
I got so out here, you see, if I mash my toe, I run into the emergency room just to see what I've done to it.
Listen, God, I'm going to have to get going. Because I have enjoyed it, guy, and pay, and I just wish I could sit here and just talk to you right on and on, because I enjoy every word you have to say.
I think you've done well.
As tired as you are and everything, I think it's noble of you to come out.
Yes.
I don't think there'd be an errand for what I can run. Me and somebody around here can run.
You know you're waiting.